Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? You know, I think one of the things in our society that we don't do enough of is giving people self-confidence. You know, we don't teach people that you can win or that you can lose. Everyone wants to get a trophy. Everyone wants to get praised for what they're doing, even though their work may not be good. If they tried, that's enough. You tried, so here's the trophy. You tried, so here's the certificate of recognition. But as you grow up and you get older, trying is not enough. To say, I tried in business. I tried to make the sale. I tried, but it didn't work. That just doesn't make it. Trying is failing. Don't try to be successful in business. Be successful. Now, that sounds like an easy statement on the surface. But if you really think about it, there's a lot to think about. If you are not successful in business, if there's any part of your business that you aren't successful in, why? What don't you know that's going to help you become successful? If it's a matter of prospecting, well, how are you going to learn about prospecting? If it's a matter of closing the sale or presenting or social media or doing your website, it doesn't matter what the subject is. There is part of your business that you just don't understand, no matter how experienced you are. There's just so much going on today. There's so much to do. And you can't say, I tried. When you go to pay the mortgage, when you go to pay your line of credit down, when you go to make your payroll or pay your taxes, you can't say, I tried to pay them. You have to pay them. So to be successful, you really want to dig in and you want to self-analyze exactly where you are, who you are, what's working, what's not working, why isn't it working. Do all the reading that you can. Seek outside sources, people that can help you understand it. Look at people who are successful and businesses that are successful. What business model do they use? What model do they use that you can adapt to your business? How do they approach sales? How do they approach marketing? Why is their product better than you? And I guess I know that I've done a radio show on this before. Ask the question why. Why? Why does this happen? Why does that happen? Every single part of your business has to come together. Every single part of your business has to work. If one part of your business isn't working, it's just not going to work. I believe the insurance company, Liberty Mutual, right now is running an ad, and they're saying, you know, that someone had totaled their car, and they gave them three-fourths the value. And maybe the insurance company didn't understand that the car can't run on three tires. So it's the same in your business. Your business cannot run on three tires. You have to make sure that it works. You are the person in charge. You know, you have a lot of people around you. Seek out information from those people. Seek out advice from those people. Talk to them. Talk to your clients that are working with you that you know well, what works, what doesn't work, what can we improve our business. Do not go and tell anyone or tell yourself that you tried to do it. Trying is not the answer. Success is yours. It doesn't matter what the economy is. It doesn't matter what's going on out there in the news. There are over 330 million people in this country who all need your goods and services. Lots of opportunity. Let's make it happen. This is Howard Lewinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.